And now we have the late session with Anya Hensey. Welcome along to tonight's edition of The Late Session. My guest on tonight's programme is the singer Padraigini Ulachain, and we'll also be paying our final visit to the Bloss Summer School in Limerick, and we'll be hearing from Mickey and Breed Dunn performing at the Piping Concert. Tánaigí Linn. Yes, indeed, music from two members of the Dunn family coming up a little bit later on, but we're going to start off with music from four members of the McCarthy family. McCarthy family there, Jacqueline on concertina, Marion on illan pipes, Bernadette on fiddle and piano, and Tommy Jr. on fiddle. Two Jigs, Will You Come Home With Me, and Garrett Barry, taken from the family album released during the Willie Clancy Summer School. Music from the four members of the McCarthy family, and recorded and produced and released in memory of their father, the late Tommy McCarthy, who was, of course, a great influence, not just on his children as they were growing up and learning music, but on so many other musicians as well, both here in Ireland, in West Clare, and in London, where he spent many years, and indeed where Jackie and Marion and Bernadette and Tommy grew up, though most of them are now back living in the west of Ireland, apart from Tommy, who's in Boston. The family album from the McCarthys there, starting off tonight's edition of the programme. An Dialogóid is the title of the new album from Padraigini Ulachain, and we heard a couple of songs from that on the programme since its release. This one is called It's Fadhan Law.
No. father-in-law was in the hill. Men you more than your leggy brothers now agree. Send your back in the chow to hold from the village. A golcha valino chanushkistum.
Title of the song, one of the lovely songs featuring on that new album on Dalag Ort by Padraigín Nuálachán. Well, earlier today I met up with Padraigín and the first question I asked her was what exactly this album is all about.
Well, it's a collection of previously unknown and unrecorded songs from southeast Ulster, north Leinster, including County Louth, the Omeath, along the coast area of Omeath and County Louth. And these songs were written down and some of them were recorded on old cylinders about 100 years ago and when Irish language died in the area's spoken language. Some of the songs have survived and some of them survive in manuscripts. So it's a resurrection of those songs.
Now, you yourself have always had a very strong interest in the traditions of this area, and it's perhaps, as you say, maybe because the language died out or whatever, that it's to a certain extent an area that isn't talked about that much in terms of the tradition of song in the area, but you yourself have done quite an amount of work.
Yes, it was a Gaeltacht up until the last Irish speaker died in 1969, which is very, very recent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an area of immense historic and music importance, and the literary poets survived there up until about the end of the 18th century. And some of those songs survived in the songs of the people as well. And it's just a very, very rich area in song and music. But that's how things are in the country, that certain areas get focused, like Clare and Galway and Donegal. But there are other areas very, very rich in the tradition, and this is one of them. And it's also very rich in traditional dance music as well. And I've come across a lot of dance music written down.
Tell me a bit about now how you went about your research in terms of this.
Well, I gave up teaching about 3 years ago, and I got a fellowship from the Community Relations Council to complete my work and research on the song tradition of the area. And that straddles the border, as I said. And during the course of that, Four Courts Press, who published the Elizabeth Cronin collection, are going to publish the results of my research in about 2 or 3 months' time. It'll be out hopefully for Christmas or shortly after. And during the course of that research and compilation for the book, I realised that these songs should reach a wider audience, particularly in the north of Ireland, where the language is no longer spoken in any area as a language community other than in West Belfast. And I felt that the people deserved to know what the traditions were that were their own traditions, and not only for the north of Ireland but for the whole country as well. So it's a new body of songs, and that's, I went to Gaelin and they welcomed the idea, and Steve Cooney and I went to work. He's the arranger of a lot of the instrumental music, and we went to work and we spent about 6 months in the studio, and this is the result of our collaboration.
Were you surprised at the wealth of material that was there when you started this research?
No, I wasn't surprised, actually. I knew there was material somewhere. There was a lot of songs written down, words without their music, so it was a question of my going looking for the music. And it was a delight to discover music, and I started off with a collection of 20 songs, and then it ended at 54. I had to stop because there's a limit to how much you can do in a book. And every time I came across a piece of music and I read the music and married it to the words, I got so excited about it. Wonderful, wonderful airs and wonderful tunes. So I wasn't surprised, no.
Where did you find, what sort of places did you go to find the material?
Various libraries, private collections, local journals, manuscripts. One of the main collectors was a man called Luke Donnelly, who was fascinated by machines, and the Edifone machine had just come out in the States at the end of the 19th century, and he got one. Priests were great at getting this sort of thing. He got one, and he went around recording. He didn't write down the words, but he recorded the music. And then 40 years later, Seamus Ennis started writing down the music from the cylinder recordings on manuscript, and he is very, very accurate. So he was working for the Folklore Commission at the time. So I got a lot from that source, and then I got a lot from another man called Larry Murray, or Larkin and Murray, who also wrote down music, and he had an Edifone machine as well. So you can actually hear some of the songs on these old wax cylinders, which have now been transferred to tape, of course.
And are preserved.
And are preserved. Not an awful lot, but it gives you an idea of the style and the tradition in the area. But it's a very sad experience when you're journeying through this tradition that went back thousands of years, and these are the remnants of it. So in fact, it's just a very fragile, thin connection between them and me, and hopefully this is a new blossoming, hence the blossom on the cover.
Tell me a bit about the style of singing in that. Was there in any way surprise when you listened to some of these old recordings in terms of the style of singing compared to, say, the style of people who live in that area now, traditional singers who still live there and who still sing?
No, the style didn't surprise me. It was very, very familiar. It's very much Ulster and South Ulster. Roisin Bhanna Uirlianna from Ar Mhóras style, very, very, very similar. And Sarah Makem, the singers who sang in English, Sarah Makem and Sarah Ann O'Neill, Geordie Hannett, similar style, subtle ornamentation, not highly ornamented like Connemara, which I think Connemara is very just unique in its style. The northern style is very much like the Scottish style as well, very subtle in its ornamentation and very plaintive and very simple. I was surprised by some of the airs, because some of these airs, in a sense, were frozen in time. They didn't undergo change. And that's a study in itself, so, for a musicologist to come along and study the air. Some of them are absolutely staggeringly beautiful.
What about dialects then, in terms of the actual, the language?
The dialect of Southeast Ulster was like Donegal Gaeltacht. Hardly any difference. Very, very subtle differences.
Would there have been a slightly more of a Scottish influence?
No. Well, there would be slight Scottish similarities. Little words like till instead of fill. But very much Donegal. There's very little difference. In fact, a lot of the songs from this area went to Donegal. And even Clannad got Dúlamán. Their famous Dúlamán came mm-hmm. from one of the old singers in Crossmaglen. That wasn't acknowledged at the time, but the area was so rich that it sent its singers and the songs further afield.
Who would be some of the names now, some of the people who would have written these songs, some of the great poets from the area?
Well, the great poets, I've included in this collection four songs, one from each of the great poets. Cathal Bwí Mac Gilleagána, who wrote in Bunnan Bwí, the Elibitern. One of Seamus Dan McCurtha. Seamus Dan McCurtha was actually never recorded. None of his songs were recorded before until this. An air of his was recorded, but nobody knew that it was actually his song. Ali Gelhune. Art McCooey. I've recorded Art McCooey before, Urchilly Shragan, and this time there's one of his songs recorded, and another one. And Padre O'Dernian, of course, who wrote Urcrocky and Vacantia, and I have included one of his.
And would the rest of them then be
songs of the people?
Anonymous
songs mm-hmm. of the people, love songs, keens, dance songs, light love songs. There's a great variety. I try to include as much of a variety as possible. I have four light songs. Steve is wonderful at rhythm. That's his forte, rhythm. And he's really brought life to these songs, the rhythmic songs. And light love songs, a number of them, and then some of the big keens.
Mm-hmm.
And I left one unaccompanied, because in my next project, a lot of it will be unaccompanied, and I wanted this to be with as much accompaniment
more
as
accessible
possible.
To a certain extent.
Well, it's with accompaniment. Some of them actually were written with accompaniment.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those songs were harp tunes played with the harp. So I've tried to recreate that as well.
Is this your first time working with Steve, and did you enjoy it?
This is my first time working with Steve. I enjoyed it immensely. I have tremendous admiration for his commitment to music. I mean, I was deeply moved. It's wonderful when you come to my age to be moved by other people's commitment and love of what they're doing. And his commitment to the music in hand and the project in hand was very, very moving, and it was a great experience.
Tell me about Andela Gore, the title of the CD. What does that mean? Where does it come from?
One of the things that I got most excited about in the course of my work was resurrecting May songs, because the traditions of May were very, very fundamental to the social life of the community, the cyclical seasons celebrations. And I came across about three or four songs, which is wonderful, because that is unique maybe to the whole of the country. And it struck me that what I was doing was, in a way, was this blossoming, the celebration of the summer, of song in a way, and reviving it and giving it new life and giving it new blossom. So that the title Andela Gore, the golden thorn, suggests the beauty of summer being golden, but jalag or thorn also has a certain sting in it, or a little bit of pain, which is the loss of the tradition in a sense. Conjured that up in my mind.
You were also saying that the Jalag Ore is connected to the Tower of Broach, which is
the Jalag Ore is the title for mm. the for a brooch. But Jalag in Irish is thorn, and oil is a golden or summer as well. So it's a play on words of summer and brooch.
Well, Padre an Cogardgus is Balikon Oring Ada or an Gaspidicon Eating Earth Kelme around the infant. Dearach ar lishin adlif.
Gwyr mi lwm ahigat anie. Wel, hos ychyn ysio eili lwm yn cyd track ar'n hirnin is o'r an eitrwm ga hangachau agos ysio. I think it's a lovely track. It's a macaronic bilingual song, the very opening track on the album.
Padrin gwyr mi lwm ahigat.
Gynian i waid y chan. I cast my eye on this charming bird in the steam of Gachanu and on the Marie. What a wish to start if you go with anyone, leave your mammy and come with me. Little bitty, my darling, I'll dress you in scarlet and leave it to frost off the hair across the moon. I'd rather, my darling, than 10,000 sterling if I had you in my arms from morning to noon. I cast my eye on this charming
роботу, а потім до чої няра мордір. Коняв ще на слочці, ми янгро вор, та яном ларо, ольга дзвіт у дріж. А й каст моя інда чан, перегін до сіна, та чану воном на три. For a wish to soar, you'll go with any would be your money.
That lovely, that's Illy Glum, taken from Angelic Ord by Padraig Ulacoin, a song which was collected around the Cross Madeleine area in County Armagh, one of those songs that Padraig referred to, which was collected by Luke Donlan and subsequently transcribed by the Piper Seamus Ennis. Lovely, lovely collection of songs. Angelic Ord is the title of it, from Padraig Ulacoin. Well, we're going to stay with songs, and indeed this is a song written by a man from the same area, written by Ben Sams from Ross Trevor in County Down, but this song features on an album which will be officially launched tomorrow as part of the Cork Folk Festival, which takes place this weekend. It's in full swing already, and by all accounts a great time being had by all down in Cork, and well over the weekend as well. It's always a great, great weekend of music and song. And as I said, one of the events taking place tomorrow in the lobby in Cork City tomorrow afternoon at 4:30 is the launch of the new album from the Kniff family. Rise Again is the title of the album, from a family steeped in traditional song and very well known indeed, not just around Cork but indeed much further afield in the world of traditional singing. Tony and Mary Kniff and their two sons, Tim and Dermot, involved in this. Rise Again is the title of the CD. As I said, the song that we're going to listen to on the programme tonight was written by Ben Sams of the famous Sams family in Ross Trevor, and it's called Goodbye John Joe, and this is coming up now from the Kniff family.
Well, I got up this morning, I went out to Blarney to sell a hairy pony and the cow. They were both half the best and good for nothing, just about the way that I'm feeling now.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's getting very late and the morning comes early.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's time I was home in my bed. Well, the money that I made, it wasn't worth counting after I paid a few bills. And I still owe the grocer more than a fiver. The milkman's waiting for my will.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's getting very late and the morning comes early.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's time I was home in my bed. Like a drink went into the local just for a half one at a beer. By the best of intentions, going home early. It's now past 11 and I'm still here.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's getting very late and the morning comes early.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's time I'm home in my bed. Just about enough for a cure in the morning, if I live to see another day. And I'd better tell me wife I'd a hole in me pocket, for God's sake, man, won't you let me get away.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's getting very late and the morning comes early.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's time I was home in me bed.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's getting very late and the morning comes early.
Goodbye, John Joe.
It's time I was home in me bed.
Kniff family from Cork there from their new album Rise Again, joined on that track by their good friend Jimmy Crowley. That was the song Goodbye John Joe from the pen of Ben Sands, and the tune Anything for John Joe following that on there. And as I said, the launch of that album, just one of many, many events taking place over this weekend at the Cork Folk Festival. Always a great, great weekend there in Cork City. Hopefully everyone who's down there will enjoy it. But we're going to Limerick now for the rest of tonight's programme, because over the past couple of weeks we've been listening to music on the pipes recorded during the Bloss Summer School organised by the Irish World Music Centre in the University of Limerick. Our final visit to the concert features the piping of Nicky Dunn from Limerick, and he's joined by his daughter Breed on fiddle, and we let Nicky do the introductions.
God, you must be getting sick of pipes at this stage. Anyway, this is my daughter Breed, and she's just finished her exams, so I'm proud of her. She worked very hard all year, so she's like, come on, give her a Well, we're going to start off with a couple of jigs. There's two distinctive different styles. There's one travelling style, which I probably am, but there's another style called, it's tight piping, it's tight fingering and all that. But I always find that a kind of mixture of both, to me, sounds pretty much the best. And these two jigs I learned from a fellow called Liam O'Gufflin, who probably everybody here has heard of, from Planksty and things like that. And we played those. Anyway. Thank you. Thank you very much. I was playing one time, and this is a true story. I was playing in a place called Kilty Clare, which is up the country in County Leitrim. And there was a session on all, it went on for 2 or 3 hours, and there was an old gentleman at the bar, and he looked at the musicians on the stage, and he kept looking at the pipes. And at the end of the night, he came down to me, and he says, he pointed down at the pipes, and he says, "I don't know," he says, "what that yoke is," he says, "but if it ever had pups, I want one of them." So some people don't know what they are, but I play a slow air maybe this time. This is a tune called Cork Amine. It comes from West Cork, and I heard Dolores Keane sing a song called The Kill the Master Immigrant, and it's the same melody, so it's the same tune. This is another little tune. It's called it's a jig really, but I think I play it kind of slow, and it's called Waves Are Rolling. And I often, when I'm down at the seaside or something like that, I can hear the waves, and I can imagine where the tune came from. Anyway. Thank you. I have to look at the list. We play two reels, two common enough type of reels that were played. I was born inside a barrel top wagon. People don't see them anymore, but they were round topped caravans that my father built himself. And I come from a huge family. There were 16 of us in the family. So there was a fierce fighting going on for a bit, you know. But all my childhood, the memories I have when I was young, the happy memories were all of music. You know, when my father took out the fiddle, he was a super fiddle player. And you'd never know what type of music you'd hear. He could play classical music and he could play traditional. And I was always, when I was a kid, waiting for him to go and take down the fiddle case, you know. And I was blessed, really, with music down through the years. And he taught me these two tunes. He also played the pipes, but they weren't his first instrument. The fiddle was his first instrument. But I remember when I was starting off, Finbar Fury gave me a chanter. I tried to make a fist of the pipes, and my father used to come up to the room where I used to practice, and he used to, you know, show me through it. And I suppose really, everything I know today about music, which, whether big, good or bad, it makes no difference, I owe to him, you know. And every time I play, I can't help thinking about him, because not only was he my father, but he was my best friend. And, you know, I just like to remember him every time I play. Anyway, we'll do these two reels, because he taught me these two. The first tune is called The Box of One More, and the second tune was a famous tune by almost all travelling pipers used to play. This tune is called Miss McLeod's Reel. Thank you. There's another tune, a very good friend of mine, Paddy Keenan, he's one of the best pipers I've ever heard. He used to play this tune, it's a kind of a slow air, it's called Rushing Dove. I'll just give it a go. Thank you very much. We are going to do two more reels and then I think the four pipers are going to come out together. And this first tune is a tune called Colonel Fraser, and a famous tune that was played by Johnny Dorn. Johnny Dorn was probably the most famous piper of all times, and he travelled. He was another travelling man, and he travelled with my father for years back in the 30s and the 40s. And I can only imagine what kind of a freedom those people had, you know. They had horses and they had caravans, and they would drive onto a fair, or they might drive onto a hurling match, and that's how they made their living. And I just think it was a wonderful way of living compared to what is there today, you know, with all the technology and all that. They'd do their playing and they'd have enough to feed their families, and then they would play music for enjoyment. And it's only a shame that no one was there to capture that on recording or anything like that. But anyway, we played the two tunes, Colonel Fraser, and the second tune, I'm not too familiar with the name. Do you know the name of it? Right, hello, Seamus Connolly. And listen, thank you all very much.